Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
God's crown will bring us down! God's crown will bring us down!
A couple of hundred people chanting, "Scott Brown, don't bring masks down," rallied outside the Boston office of Massachusetts junior senator yesterday. They were protesting his involvement in a Republican filibuster that stymied a proposal to extend emergency jobless benefits through November. Brown said Congress doesn't have the money for it. The federal extension program expired earlier this month, leaving about 30,000 laid-off workers in Massachusetts without benefits. Thousands more could soon be in the same spot. To talk about this, we turn to Barry Bluestone. He's dean of the School of Social Sciences, Urban Affairs, and Public Policy at Northeastern University. Professor Bluestone, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how dire is it right now, would you say, for the long-term unemployed in Massachusetts?
Well, nationwide, as of last month, May, 46% of all those who were unemployed for more than 6 months. This is the largest percentage ever recorded nationally since 1948, when we first started collecting those statistics. And as a result, even with the extended benefits that the federal government has helped the states with, as of yesterday, over 1,250,000 unemployed nationwide had lost their benefits. And in just a few days, by July 3rd, just the day before our big holiday, over 2 million people will lose their benefits. So this is why you had so many people in Senator Brown's office yesterday angry with his vote to not appropriate, or at least filibuster, a bill that would have appropriated about $35 billion to extend unemployment benefits to these people.
So basically, what are these people doing if they've been employed for this long and they're growing daily, their numbers are growing daily? What are they being told to do?
Well, what they have to do probably is find some retraining, because some of these benefits are out to now almost 2 years, 99 weeks. And if you haven't been able to find work in your own trade or your own profession in that long period of time, nearly 2 years, you probably have to get retraining. I've been suggesting to the House Ways and Means Committee in Washington that we extend those benefits, but that we tie them to mandatory retraining. Because as the economy undergoes such a structural wrenching change, we need to train people for the jobs that are going to be here for the next decade, not for the jobs that are going to disappear. So that is one way that we could possibly get past the filibuster and help these people. We have over 320,000 people here in Massachusetts who are currently unemployed, and many of them are going to be exhausting their benefits, which will put pressure on those families and, of course, harm the state because we don't have these extended benefits.
I think the statistic I read in Massachusetts was that because of this stalemate, there's about 10,000 long-term unemployed workers a week who are losing benefits in Massachusetts. How does Massachusetts compare with the rest of New England and the rest of the country?
Well, overall, our unemployment rate is a little lower than the rest of the country. We're at 9.2%. That's the latest unemployment statistic we have, compared with 9.7% nationwide. Of course, there are states like Michigan that are just being clobbered, or Arizona, where you had such a housing bust. But we are doing a little bit better than the country, and indeed, we're creating jobs at a faster rate than the rest of the country. We've created almost 40,000 jobs since January. So we're coming out of the recession a little faster than the rest of the country, and that's good news. But again, you have people who are exhausting their benefits who may not have the skills for the new jobs that are being created, and that's why we have to find ways of getting retraining for them.
We mentioned Senator Scott Brown and his position on this, that the country can't afford these benefits right now because of the deficit. He's obviously at odds with Massachusetts senior senator John Kerry. Kerry called the vote one of the worst he's seen in his time in the Senate. And he says it's a terrible blow to Massachusetts' economy. Is it? I mean, how does this affect the state's economy, do you think? If we do have a relatively low unemployment rate compared with the rest of the nation, is it really affecting us all that much?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Every state will be harmed by the vote in the Senate, the filibuster against extending the unemployment benefits, because you're going to have families who are going to have virtually no income, and thus they have no spending. And that means that they stop spending and other people start losing their jobs because of the decline in demand. This will start happening throughout the country this summer, just when we're trying to come out of the recession, just as we're trying to get people back to work. The exhaustion of these unemployment benefits will take a needed stimulus out of the economy, leading to greater unemployment. So it is a it wasn't a wise thing for the Senate to do.
Okay. Well, Professor Barry Bluestone, Dean of the School of Social Science, Urban Affairs, and Public Policy at Northeastern University, thanks very much for being with us today.